You're now tuned in to The Investor Show, where we teach simple wealth creation for the common investors with investment advisor, award-winning author, international speaker, and founder of Royal Financial Investment Group, Prince Dykes.
I told you so. On the latest edition of I Told You So, as you guys and girls can see right here, the video I got pulled up right here that I'm kind of pointing over, hovering over, it's called Why Bank of America Should Buy E-Trade. This video was published over a month ago. I'm going to go ahead and click on it. Hopefully it don't start playing. But this video I published over a year ago was Why Bank of America Should Buy E-Trade. It was published on January 1st, 2020. And why did I say Bank of America should do it? As all of you guys probably know, I'm a shareholder in Berkshire Hathaway. And guess who is the largest holder of Bank of America? The largest shareholder of Bank of America is Berkshire Hathaway. I still am a pretty good shareholder in Bank of America. Definitely a shareholder in Berkshire Hathaway, ran by Warren Buffett. So I was hoping it was tuning in. And I was saying, hey, I think E-Trade is a good time to buy by Bank of America. And I wake up today, I get a text message telling me Morgan Stanley has agreed to buy E-Trade for $13 billion. So let's take a deeper look. But first, hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned into The Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado. Don't hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So Morgan Stanley is buying E-Trade for $13 billion. Very smart move on them. Well, you can see here, this what they said from Morgan Stanley. It said that this deal will significantly increase the scale of Morgan Stanley's wealth management franchise and position Morgan Stanley to be the position leader in the industry of wealth management across channels of wealth segments, Morgan Stanley said in a statement. This is exactly word for word of why, if you go back and listen to my podcast and video on this, why I said Bank of America should do it. But very smart move on Morgan Stanley, because this is where the new age people are coming in. The new age is going through online brokerages. And what I said, the reason why I said it should do it, E-Trade has over 5.2 million client accounts with over $360 billion of retail clients' assets. $360 billion of retail clients' assets with 5.2 billion clients, right? So adding on to Morgan Stanley's existing 3 million client relationships, $2.7 trillion of clients' assets they're going to have now when they add it all up together. So they're looking to close this deal here in the fourth quarter. But, you know, good on Morgan Stanley. But I like to say I told you so. I know everybody's talking about it now. E-Trade is up 24% in the pre-market. But it's kind of like I told you so, where I knew E-Trade was ripe in the pickings, because you saw Charles Schwab step in and take TD Ameritrade. And I knew E-Trade was the big boy on the block. But when TD Ameritrade joined forces with Charles Schwab, I knew it was going to be some trouble. They needed to team up with somebody. Bank of America, which owns Merrill Lynch, which has something called, Merrill's Edge. That's what it was called, Merrill's Edge, which is an online platform. And I knew nobody was checking for Merrill's Edge. Nobody really on the street. I'm on the streets. So I don't see nobody telling me they got a Merrill Edge account. So I said, hey, good way, jump in here for $13 billion or $12 billion, jump in here, and you can pretty much become the leader in asset management if you jump in here for $13 billion. And I was hoping Bank of America took that bait, but they didn't. Morgan Stanley took it. They probably was tuned in. Morgan Stanley sent me 10%. You know, I greatly appreciate it. But anyway, E-Trade is being brought out by Morgan Stanley in the latest of the shakeup of the online brokerage. They all went to zero fees. Charles Schwab took TD Ameritrade. E-Trade got brought out by Morgan Stanley. And that's pretty much it. The only one lone wolf out there now, well, is Fidelity. But that's the latest in the breaking news. E-Trade, $13 billion, Morgan Stanley. To the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else you see me do crazy around the globe. Peace. Be safe. I'm out. Thank you.